Random House Audio presents Sweetland Stories by E.L. Doctorow. Read for you by John Rubinstein with Joshua Swanson.
A House on the Plains. Mama said I was thenceforth to be her nephew and to call her Aunt Dora. She said our fortune depended on her not having a son as old as 18 who looked more like 20. "Say Aunt Dora," she said. I said it. She was not satisfied. She made me say it several times. She said I must say it, believing she had taken me in since the death of her widowed brother Horace. I said, "I didn't know you had a brother named Horace." "Of course I don't," she said with an amused glance at me. "But it must be a good story if I could fool his son with it." I was not offended as I watched her primp in the mirror, touching her hair as women do, although you can never see what afterward is different. With the life insurance, she had bought us a farm 50 miles west of the city line. Who would be there to care if I was her flesh and blood son or not? But she had her plans and was looking ahead. I had no plans. I had never had plans, just the inkling of something, sometimes. I didn't know what. I hunched over and went down the stairs with the second trunk wrapped to my back with a rope. Outside, at the foot of the stoop, the children were waiting with their scraped knees and socks around their ankles. They sang their own dirty words to a nursery rhyme. I shooed them away and they scattered off for a minute, hooting and hollering, and then, of course, came back again as I went up the stairs for the rest of the things. Mama was standing at the empty bay window. "While there is your court of inquest, on the one hand," she said,